And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a live installment of The Golf Show from 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader on this Saturday morning. It is the Open Championship taking place today, so we are live today on WSBT Radio. I'm Darren Pritchett, traveling with the South Bend Cubs. We are in Geneva, Illinois this morning. Just got into our hotel about 2:30 South Bend time, so an early rise for the golf show this morning, so to wake me up and keep me going, we've got John Foster, the general manager of Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame. Tim Firestone from Blackthorn has the day off today, but congratulations to him and his group. They have purchased Signal Point in Niles, and that's something we can talk to Tim about in the very near future, but it's been a very busy week for John and the folks at Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame. The launch of the U.S. Senior Open took place earlier this week, and we are going to talk a ton about that coming up over the next little bit here on WSBT Radio. Also, of course, we'll focus on the Open Championship over in Carnoustie. The third round is underway. The leaders are not off yet. The guys at even par are just now teeing off, including Phil Mickelson just hit his first shot. We're about 10 minutes away from Tiger Woods taking the golf course at Carnoustie. Our program this morning is brought to you by Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame, the site of the 2019 U.S. Senior Open. We're also brought to you by Blackthorn Golf Club and the Blackthorn Card. And it's just $99, and you can save up to 80% off the regular rate to play Blackthorn, including cart, all season long, blackthorngolf.com. Zollman's Tire and Auto Care, voted the best tire store 2 years in a row. Curt Outdoor Living, make plans now to transform your backyard into an oasis with the experts at Curt Outdoor Living. And by Lechleitner Door, they open all the right doors, residential, commercial, and agricultural. Call 295-6311. Well, John's back in our WSBT studios. Good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, Darren. I'm fine. Haven't seen you since Tuesday.
I know. It's been a long time. It was great being out at Warren. And I'll say this, you had a tremendous turnout for the launch of the U.S. Senior Open. Had the chance to talk to Robbie Zelnick, and we'll try to play that interview back here from my equipment in just a little bit. But he's the tournament director of the U.S. Senior Open. And before we conducted the interview, we were just talking for a second. He was blown away by the number of people that showed up media-wise and also from the university to be a part of this launch. So it doesn't sound like that the number of people that we had at that event was the norm for a U.S. Senior Open launch day.
No, I think it was more than they expected, as he said, Darren. And, you know, I think the championship's pretty much going to be that way, too. Even though everybody knows Notre Dame, everybody knows we know how to stage large sporting events, I think there's still a skepticism among people who haven't been involved around here that it's a small town, a small community, that's really not going to be any way they're going to be able to, you know, generate that much interest, that many people to actually attend the championship. And I think what we saw there, 70 or 80 people at a media launch, was typically 20 to 30 for most of their venues. So we're off to a pretty good start there, buddy.
I would say so, and I know he was very, very pleased by the turnout. And this is really a unique opportunity, not only for Notre Dame, I think for the USGA, as they are really broadening their horizons, as this is the first time a golf course is being used that is tied into a university. And so I think we're used to seeing, John, so often they go to very recognizable places. I know Pebble Beach is a place they have been to, and there's other big names that you can mention. But this is the first time they're going to a golf course at a university. So as you take a look at what the USGA is, you know, trying to accomplish, it kind of feels like that there are so many outstanding golf courses like Warren that they can use, that it feels like, you know what, we don't have to go to these big name places in order to A, get a great turnout, and B, have a great championship.
Yeah, there's a number of things working, I think, in our advantage here. First of all, the USGA started a movement probably, I don't know, you probably know the date, Darren, the first open at Bethpage Black in New York. That was the first venture onto a truly public golf course for a major championship. And I think they were trying to get away from this image of stodgy, old, private, exclusive country clubs staging our national championships and trying to open it up a little bit more to the everyman. And that was the first move. And I think we fit that bill as well as many other boxes you can click. The collegiate thing, we are a daily fee golf course, open to the public. And lastly, I think the Senior Open plays really well to markets our size. If you take the Senior Open to New York, for instance, it's probably, fourth on the sports page behind maybe fifth. Jets training camp, Giants training camp, Yankees, Mets, and then maybe a little blurb about the Senior Open. And whereas you come to a mid-market like ours, and it's going to be the lead story leading in during the championship and probably coming out of the championship as well.
The U.S. Open went to Bethpage for the first time in 2002.
There you
go.
So
that's when the ball got rolling for the United States Golf Association. Well, I think this is going to be an unbelievable venue for the U.S. Senior Open, and I think it's going to be more challenging than maybe some people anticipate, because when you put the USGA with a great golf course like Warren, they don't have to trick it up, John. I mean, this golf course, I think, is going to hold up over 4 days for the U.S. Senior Open. And sure, there might be some 64s and 65 shot, but it's not going to be 10 guys shooting it. So I really anticipate this being a very, very challenging golf course for these guys. And again, with some tweaks by the USGA, I think these guys are going to have their hands full. Your thoughts on what these guys are going to do when they come to the U.S. Senior Open, which is, by the way, June 24th through the 30th of 2019.
pardon me. You mentioned Robbie Zalesnik, who is the championship director for the USGA. He was here. Reg Jones, pardon me, who's Reggie's Robbie's boss, was here as well as another USGA representative. Mm-hmm. We went out after the conference and played. None of those gentlemen had ever played the golf course, and it was ugly. And Robbie's a really good player. The other guy's a former PGA professional. They were just struck by what you and I have always said about the course. You get lulled into believing that there's really not much to it. You forget, because of every green is relatively the same size, which is really small. When you're out there, you forget how tiny the greens really are. And you go out and your expectation is to hit 13 or 14 greens during a round, and I think that Hank, who was the better player of all of us, I think he hit 7 or 8 greens.
And, wow.
And he was chipping and hitting out of bunkers all day long, and the guy's a really good player. So it's an example of how course knowledge is going to be really important to the players. The greens really were about 10.5 on the stimp meter at the very most, because we just can't keep them quick day-to-day because of our daily play. We're going to be at 11.5 at least on the stimp meter. So you add that, and then the greens would be a lot harder during that championship, and the rough would be up about another 1.5 inches. I think we're looking at, the scores at the Broadmoor this year, Darren, anywhere from even par to 3 to 4 under, clustered around that number. I'd be really happy if that were the results of the championship at the Warren.
John Foster, General Manager at Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame. Darren Pritchett with you. The Golf Show live on this Saturday morning. It is 8:14 right now, talking about the launch of the U.S. Senior Open earlier this week at Warren. Economic impact. You had some really interesting numbers to pass along during the launch earlier this week. And we all know what a football game can do for our community. Can you put it into perspective, John, what the U.S. Senior Open could mean to our community economically?
Sure. The number we've been using, which is a number that was taken from past sites of cities about our size, as well as pre-sale on the hotel nights and some of the demand we've gotten, we're fixing it at about $20 million. I believe the typical Notre Dame football weekend is anywhere from $17 to $20 million in that range. And that's a compilation of a lot of things, obviously, Darren. I mean, it's utilization of the airport, it's rental cars, hotel nights, restaurants, just the overall general impact of the amount of people that will be visiting here and the amount of money they'll be spending in our community. And there's a multiplier there. I'm not sure what it is, that, you know, for every dollar spent in this community, it's re-spent and reused 2 to 3 times. So it's quite an impact to the local economy for the summer of 2019.
As you think about the week of the championship, and you have the practice rounds, and of course you have the 4 rounds of the U.S. Senior Open, knowing what you know of how Notre Dame handles a Notre Dame football weekend, how well do you think that the infrastructure in place that they use for a Notre Dame football Saturday will help Warren Golf Course handling the U.S. Senior Open in the middle of June?
I'm glad you asked that. We've spent a lot of time in this area. Now, firstly, and it was brought up a number of times at the press conference, that parking will be free, which is a bit of a shock to anybody that's attended Notre Dame sporting events. The bulk of the public parking will be in Whitefield, the same as football, yet the main entrance to the championship and to the Warren will be the roundabout up at Juniper by Whitefield. So there will be shuttles available for the general public to bring you to our front gate. Most people probably just choose to walk in, and there are about 7,000 parking places there that we'll be utilizing. The other parking pods around the golf course will be valet for the players and the USGA, some VIP parking in another lot that'll bring you to the main gate where most of the hospitality is. We've laid the whole grid out, Darren, so that, and there will be road closures, select road closures, that will mean from a public safety standpoint, our fans won't be battling traffic and crossing roads. We think it's going to be really, really efficient, and it's unique to most major golf championships in that you're so close to the golf course. There will be shuttles available. You may not even need to use them. At the Broadmoor 3 weeks ago, the closest you could park to the golf course, actually the main lot, was a 30-minute school bus ride into the Broadmoor. And that's not untypical. Fans sometimes expect that. And, you know, Shinnecock this year, it was a major, major issue in Long Island. It was over an hour that it took to shuttle fans to the golf course from the parking area. So we think that, coupled with the university's experience in handling these crowds and moving these crowds, we think it'll be a piece of cake.
I remember Olympia Fields in the early 2000s over in Chicago for the U.S. Open. It was probably 25, 30 minutes to go from the parking area to get on the ground. So that is extremely challenging. So that's great news to hear. And again, free parking. You can't beat that for the U.S. Senior Open. And I got to admit, John, I was a little surprised in a very, very good way how reasonable the tickets are for the U.S. Senior Open. And folks, I want to remind everyone that for all the details on the championship, there's a website you can go to, 2019ussenioropen.com. That's 2019ussenioropen.com. You can also get to that particular site through the Warren Golf Course website, and they list all the volunteer opportunities. You can get signed up. You can look at the tickets. And when you think of sometimes of big-time championships, the cost can be, you know, very expensive. But, John, the reasonable tickets that the USGA offering for the U.S. Senior Open, I think, is going to be very enticing for our community.
It's a different animal, Darren. You know, it's getting people in the gate. That's what's important. And yeah, relative to a U.S. Open, I mean, it's an incredible value if you look at, you know, per session and even the single session tickets over the weekend, which we have not even started selling yet, mm-hmm. will be in the neighborhood of, say, $50 to go to the final round. But if you and you have the prices probably in front of you at the press kit, and I don't, so I don't want to misspeak as far as the package. If you want to just let me know what they are. I should know
this. Absolutely. Yeah, there's a couple of options listed on the website. There's an Irish Club season ticket, and this is limited availability. You get the limited edition print at home ticket for each day of the championship, and that's Monday through Sunday. That includes the practice rounds. You have access to the Irish Club located on Championship 17 Fairway for the entire, again, event Monday through Sunday. You get access to the grounds and the grandstands, complimentary parking pass valid Monday through Sunday, and the official championship program voucher. And the package value is $380. The price is only $199. And on the website, it lists the Irish Club. It's a shared hospitality structure with seating, a Notre Dame theme bar, TVs, and an outside patio with a drink rail. And there's also upgraded food and beverage available for purchase. And then the other option listed right now is the gallery season ticket. And again, this is available Monday through Sunday. You get the practice rounds and all four rounds. Again, you get the limited edition printed home ticket for each day of the championship, access to the grounds and grandstands, complimentary parking pass, valid every day, and the official program. That package value is $240, and the special price, this is great, I think, $109. Again, even if you don't go to the practice rounds, if you just go to the 4 days of the tournament, you're basically paying around $27 a day for 4 days of the championship, and I think that is absolutely as reasonable as you're going to find for an event the magnitude of this.
It is, Darren, and I'll reiterate, the idea is to get people there. Let them experience this. The players really love this championship. The more fans that we have there, the greater the player experience and the greater the chance that the USGA and the players will want to come back. One thing I might add, too, the 18 and under are free. Yes. And that's a big deal as well, because we really do want to get the kids out. We have a number of programs we'll be doing during the week. There will be a kids' tent within the grounds with some things, activities, some activation there for the kids. But 18 and under is free admission to the championship.
Talking about the 2019 U.S. Senior Open at Warren, June 24th through the 30th. The launch of the event was earlier this week. John Foster, General Manager at Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame. I'm Darren Pritchett, the Golf Show live on this Saturday morning. We'll check out the leaderboard of the Open Championship in just a little bit. But, John, you mentioned you went out to Colorado Springs to see how this event unfolded just a couple of weeks ago. Are there a couple of things that you learned about hosting a U.S. Senior Open by watching it take place out in Colorado Springs?
Yeah, there were a lot of things that my staff and I learned, and this was the fifth one that I've attended the last 6 years. Okay. And every time I see different things, and a lot of it is site specific. You know, Broadmoor is a unique venue, so it has its unique challenges. We're the same. But it, you know, as far as player movement with minimal disruption due to fan movement, things such as that, we had a plan that probably wasn't the best plan, and we realized that once we saw some of the glitches that occurred at Broadmoor. Things as mundane and minute as club storage for the players, where that's at, the fact that it's in a lockable area, and that there is security present at key times. We hadn't really planned on that, and they had an issue with a putter or two being stolen from the players' bags. So we'll make sure that doesn't happen. Location of the driving range, some of the bleacher setups on the driving range caused some issues. So there's a lot of things, and believe me, it was a great championship. It was well executed by the Broadmoor staff. But there are always going to be things one can improve upon. I think the location of their Centennial Club, which was, it's the same thing or very similar to what the Irish Club will be at the Warren. We learned a little bit by where they located that on the golf course. It was on the third hole, and it was on a side of the golf course that the public, it was a little bit hard to get to. The fact that we're going to have it on our 17th hole, which is currently our fifth hole, and it's one of the closing holes where we think the fans will obviously be accumulating, will make that a much more popular choice. I won't bore you with the details, but there were a lot of things we all learned, and it was a fantastic championship. And the other thing I learned is that the players, it's pretty common knowledge about our golf course and how excited they are. We've had some pretty good cheerleaders out there. Rocco Mediate has told everybody and their mothers about how good this golf course is. as well as they, he was bragging to the USGA, and they're like, yeah, I know, Rock. We've already been there. We've seen it. Lee Jansen, Calcavecchia. You know, I had lunch with Brad Faxon one day, and Brad hasn't been to our golf course, but he says, I'm just assuming it's really great because it's Coore Crenshaw, and everybody who's been there does nothing but rave about the course. So there's a pretty good excitement among the players, and last but not least, we got a really good champion in David Toms. He's such a nice person. He's really fired up about coming to Notre Dame, defending his championship there, and being involved with us through the next year in promoting the championship.
I mean, an LSU guy putting on a Notre Dame football jersey? How about that?
That was quite a coup. We were shocked that he agreed to put it on. He didn't hesitate for a moment, and that was probably within an hour after he won the championship.
That's really, really cool. U.S. Senior Open coming to Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame. You know, I touched on this, and I should probably circle back because we were talking about tickets, but the other big part of the launch was the opportunity for people in our community and even outside the community. It is now time for them to sign up to be a volunteer for the tournament. Just offer a couple of general details, John. How many volunteers are you guys looking for? And how would you describe the responsibility level of an individual taking part in this tournament? How often do they have to work? Because obviously everybody has busy lives, and this would offer an opportunity for them to understand that you don't have to give up an arm and a leg to be a part of this championship.
No, it's a great opportunity, and it's not like we're going to work you to death either. So basically, there's a nominal fee involved, and that fee covers, you know, the swag packet, which is two polos, a hat, a wind shirt, a water bottle, and a backpack, as well as a gallery ticket for the week. And we've already talked about what that value is. Plus, there will be a hospitality area for all volunteers, a food and beverage area for them as well. And all you have to do is commit to four-hour shifts for the entire championship, including practice rounds. You could even do 2 8-hour shifts and fulfill your obligation and be free to watch the championship for the rest of the week. So we're looking for 2,500 volunteers, which seems like a huge number, but we feel very comfortable we can achieve that number. A myriad of different responsibilities. It doesn't require one to have a knowledge of golf, really. There are plenty of jobs that do not require that. Even if it does, there is extensive training that's provided and support day of. There's nobody, you won't be left on an island, believe me, if there's a responsibility. There's a lot of teamwork. There are 23 different committees that oversee this, anywhere from shuttling players to hosting hospitality to working in the merchandise tent to marshaling specific holes, holding up the quiet sign, working the driving range. Go online, and the address you gave earlier, you can access the volunteer information. It gives you the individual or the separate responsibilities and the choices, and you can choose your top three. And given how early we are in the process, chances are you'll get your top pick if you get on there as soon as possible.
Again, that's 2019 USSeniorOpen.com. That'll get you all the information on the championship. And at the top of that particular website, go to volunteer and then click on volunteer registration and log in. Doesn't take long to get registered. And from the way it sounds, you get a response rather quickly from the USGA. And you'll be ready to go to be a part of this U.S. Senior Open coming to Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame. I want to play a couple of sound bites in this segment as we continue to talk about the launch of the U.S. Senior Open at Warren Golf Course earlier this week. The first sound bite is from South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He was a part of the launch earlier this week. Obviously, Pete, the mayor of South Bend, and this is a South Bend Elkhart Notre Dame event that we're going to be watching unfold at Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame. And this was Mayor Pete Buttigieg of South Bend talking about the U.S. Senior Open coming to the South Bend area.
Well, we're thrilled about this. You know, we've seen more and more opportunities to really showcase the growth that's going on in South Bend. Mike and I were just talking about how we feel like in many ways we're standing on the shoulders of groundwork that's been laid for years and years before we even got here to get our community to this place. You know, this year happens to be a year when we've introduced two new major downtown hotels. And as we see more and more exciting things happening, from the announcement of the Garth Brooks concert to the Winter Classic, and now the U.S. Senior Open Championship, which, as was said before, is a global event, we want to make sure that our community is well positioned to host. We've got more going on here than we've had in a long time for people to enjoy while they're here, places to stay, wonderful public spaces for them to enjoy, enhancements to our streets, new places to eat as our food scene has grown. And that's just speaking for South Bend. As you said, the whole South Bend Elkhart region I would like to believe already known for our hospitality, but we can't wait for a chance to prove to a whole new audience just how enthusiastic we're going to be about welcoming the many people who will see our community maybe for the first time as part of this event.
I really feel like, John, with the way that downtown South Bend has bounced back, this is not only going to be great for the people outside our community coming to town to watch the U.S. Senior Open, I think this is going to be great for the players, because I'm not sure how it compares to the PGA Tour, but I'm just imagining a lot of these guys are going to be bringing their families, bringing the wife, the kids, whomever that may be. And with the way the downtown South Bend has bounced back with all the new hotels and restaurants, and I know Tim Firestone, our colleague, has a new place that has opened up that he's a part of in downtown South Bend. So this is really almost the perfect time for this championship to come to our community, let alone what's happening at Eddy Street Commons, just, you know, not too far away from Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame.
Yeah. Firstly, Darren, you're absolutely right about the amount of people that the players bring to this championship. This is the replication of the U.S. Open for them. It's a chance to relive the excitement and the experience that they've all had playing in the U.S. Open. And so it's the one time of the year where they travel in packs. I know at Broadmoor, there were a couple players, very well-known players, who had 3 to 4 hotel rooms reserved for not only their children, but, you know, given the age group, their grandchildren were there, as well as extended family. And the fact that they're going to visit Notre Dame, which is a bucket list item for a lot of people, including a lot of these players, is only going to add to the attraction. So there, like you said, there's a lot of things to do. The other interesting thing is the utilization of the new stadium complex, the Crossroads project, with the entertainment spaces that are there. There's already been huge spaces that have been reserved for specific functions that revolve around this championship. So we can showcase that, as well as what Mayor Pete referred to, the downtown revitalization, Eddy Street. So it's going to be really cool. I think we'll be surprising a lot of people about all of the options for things to do when they visit the area.
Robbie Zalznick is the tournament director for the U.S. Senior Open, a member of the USGA. And I'm going to play back an interview I had with him later, but right now this is just one of the comments that Robbie made to the media during the launch of the U.S. Senior Open earlier this week at Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame.
It all starts with the golf course. You have a wonderful golf course here at the Warren Course. Cor and Crenshaw design team did a wonderful job with 18 really great holes. It's going to be a great test for us. So when you have a great golf course, the decision's easier, but then you layer on the support and the excitement that Mike displayed as he gave his opening. We're just really, you know, anytime we can go to a place that shows that type of excitement, and then you layer on the support, Mayor Pete and the whole region, for what you're going to put out the next year, it just is an easy decision to come here and work with you.
Well, I remember, John, that a few years ago when the U.S. Open went to Pinehurst and they had the men and the women's tournaments in back-to-back weeks, which is something the USGA has never done before. Correct me if I'm wrong, that Cor Crenshaw went in before those championships and redid Pinehurst. Am I right on that?
Yeah, they restored it to basically where it was in the mid-40s by removing a bunch of the turf, restoring the lines and the bunkering that was there before. You know, 60 to 70 years of growth changed the actual golf course. So the USGA and Cor and Crenshaw have a great relationship professionally as well as personally. Ben and Bill know, obviously, a number of the principals in the USGA. And that was in no small part one of the reasons that we were considered as well, giving their design reputation. They've also, they did some bunker work at Shinnecock prior to the championship. And there are a couple of other venues they're working at right now that will be hosting USGA championships into the future. So it fit right into that.
Well, you stole my thunder because I was going to ask you how important the relationship is between Coore Crenshaw and the USGA for this tournament coming about. But I think there's also such a respect from the players. Like, you know, you mentioned David Toms, that they have so much respect for the job they have done around the world and the golf courses they played, that I think without seeing the golf course, that just the Coore Crenshaw name carries a lot of weight with the players.
It does, Darren. It's a good point, because when Lee Jansen was playing, I know I saw him on the 15th hole. He was on his cell phone, and he hung up and said he was on the phone with Crenshaw, you know, telling Ben what a fabulous place it was. And, you know, all of these players obviously know Ben and Bill and respect the work they do. So it's a pretty good advertisement for us, and there's some built-in street cred there when they come to the golf course, the fact that it's a Coore Crenshaw design.
U.S. Senior Open coming to Warren Golf Course, June 24th through the 30th, 2019. Again, the website for all the information, 2019 USSeniorOpen.com. John Foster, Darren Pritchett with you. We'll talk a little bit more about the U.S. Senior Open, and I'll play back my interview with Robbie in just a little bit. We'll get a break out of the way. We'll set up the Open Championship. The third round is underway at Carnoustie in Scotland this morning, so we'll check the leaderboard in just a moment as the Golf Show continues from 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. The Golf Show continues on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. We're live on this Saturday morning, 20 minutes in front of the top of the hour. I'm Darren Pritchett, traveling with the South Bend Cubs in Geneva, Illinois. South Bend will take on Kane County tonight. At 7:30, John Foster is back in our WSBT studios, the general manager at Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame, site of the 2019 U.S. Senior Open. The Open Championship getting underway this morning, third round play. The leaders will not tee off for another couple of hours. Right now, we're kind of at the point where the guys at even par and one under par are getting on the golf course. And right now, there is some changes to the top 10, as apparently this golf course is very gettable this morning. I have it on in my hotel room. Haven't had a chance to put the volume on yet, but it doesn't seem like it's overly windy, and it's not raining. So the golf course at Carnoustie might be there for the taking, because Justin Rose just vaulted into the top 10. He shot a 7-under par 64 this morning, so he's at 4-under par, tied for 6th. Two shots out of the lead. Chris Wood from England is 6-under par through 14 this morning. He's at 4-under par for the golf tournament. And there was a Japanese player that I'm not familiar with. He shot a 65 earlier today to move into a tie for 13th. So all of a sudden, Carnoustie looks like it is going to give up some birdies today, and we have not had the leaders get out on the golf course as of yet. Kevin Kisner and Zach Johnson, both from the United States, are the leaders at 6-under par, 136. They start today with one-shot leads over three players, including Pat Perez and your guy, Tommy Fleetwood. Then you've got Rose and Wood, along with Tony Finau, who has not started his round yet. He's at minus four. Matt Kuchar, who almost won last year, he's at minus four. And Roy McIlroy showing some life with a 69 in the first round and a 69 in the second round. He starts this two shots off the pace at good old Carnoustie, who will always be forever known as the John Vandeveld golf course from 1999. That awful 72nd hole, that, what was it, a triple bogey, John? I can't even remember now.
Yep.
But it was one of the biggest disasters in major championship history. So Carnoustie will always have John Vandeveld, I guess.
Yeah, he was, I don't know if you saw him on Thursday, they had him, they showed a shot. He was covering the championship for French television, and he was standing there by the burn on 18, which was I just thought it was kind of cruel to make that assignment. You know, John, we want you to go stand there and where you made triple and blew the championship. But, I mean, the golf course right now, I was watching it as well. I mean, the wind is down. It's damp. It's low to mid-60s. I know you dislike these courses, Darren, but I think
I like this one.
I think the championship itself is going to be really good as we come down to the last 2 days here, just because of the numbers that they're going to shoot. I don't know what the forecast is for tomorrow, but the winds have not come up this week. The firm conditions, which was causing real issues early, You know, on Thursday especially. Suddenly they got rain yesterday. That's changed that. So it should be pretty much of a shootout, I think, which is not what people expected when the week started there.
Very true. And just hearing you talk about the weather conditions, I was thinking about this morning as we were getting ready for the show. Just considering June and July in South Bend, John, we have not had a whole lot of precipitation. I would think we're under the norm. I'm not a meteorologist, and I don't have the numbers, but just by the feel, just going by baseball, we haven't had any rain delays in a very long time involving the South Bend Cubs. If we have this type of summer next year, is that just what the USGA is looking for leading into the championship, or is there a perfect set of conditions that will help them get the golf course ready?
Yeah, I think they would like, I mean, well, first of all, I'll address what you said about the conditions, because we're coming off of the coldest April on record, the wettest May on record, and then by mid-June we started into this drought mode here, so we're substantially under rainfall, the rainfall averages for the last 5 to 6 weeks or so, Darren. We've gotten the golf course now to the point where with our top dressing and firming program for the fairways, I'm not so sure that the drought leading in is good for the golf course, only that we'll get it healthy if we could have normal rain conditions. It's really healthy, and then they can let it firm up during the week by withholding water. If it's too dry going into that week, in order to keep the fairways healthy, we'll have to put water down, which would in turn, ironically, the drier the conditions, the softer the fairways. Because you can't let them die. And so we would hope, I would love normal, which is not normal anymore. That week normally is a week of very little rainfall and an average temperature of around 80. And as everybody knows, our average temps for that particular week were in the 90s. Ironically, Broadmoor, which is at the 6,200 feet level, the first 2 days of the championship, temperatures hit 98 degrees. And those were record heat. Those were record days for Colorado Springs. So who knows what typical is. But either way, we're prepared, and that's why the USGA has spent so much time with Core Crenshaw and Matt Seelan, my superintendent, to make sure we're doing what we need to do to make the golf course as healthy as possible leading into the championship.
John Foster, Darren Pritchett with you on the Golf Show. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, I'll play back my interview with the U.S. Senior Open Tournament Director. That's next on the Golf Show from 96.1 WS. Along with John Foster, the General Manager at Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame, I'm Darren Pritchett, the Golf Show live on this Saturday morning with the Open Championship's third round underway. U.S. Senior Open launch at Warren was earlier this week, and I had the chance to talk to the U.S. Senior Open Tournament Director, Robbie Zalzneck, about the tournament coming to South Bend.
Robbie, when you first stepped foot on this golf course, what's the first thing that stood out to you?
Honestly, I was blown away, and John mentioned it earlier in our discussions of if you just don't know, you're not sure what to expect, but you've got a great golf course here. Corey Crenshaw designed a gym, and you come out here and everything's right in front of you. It's a good test of golf and really 18 great holes. So it was a pleasure to walk step foot on these grounds and see that and get ready for next June.
And on top of that, what makes this a USGA venue? What makes this so appealing?
Well, it does start with the golf course. If we don't have a great golf course, then, you know, our championships, you know, either lose a little bit or we just won't go there. But when you've got a great golf course, that is the starting point and foundation. And then you layer on the university's involvement and how excited they are. And it just is going to be an unbelievable show next June to kind of partner all that together with the USGA. And then you layer in, again, the community support with South Bend and everyone else. It's going to be special.
Is it unique coming to a golf course that is at a university?
Very unique. First time in my career, and it's the first senior open we've had a university-owned golf course. But again, once you've got a great golf course, everything else is, you know, you layer on everything else. It just makes it that much more exciting.
There's a lot of tweaking that's been done to the golf course. Is there anything in particular that you've liked, that you've seen unfold that Core Crenshaw has done?
Well, like any good golf course, tweaks happen naturally without the USGA's involvement, and we've been excited to see how the maturation of the golf course has gone. And, you know, it's gone so well that we haven't had to request too many tweaks. There's a few fairways we may narrow slightly just to kind of, you know, keep the distance the players are hitting, the right kind of course design. But other than that, we'll take it as is and you know, we're excited to come here. I know this is a very difficult question, but do you have any idea what type of scores to expect when you put tournament conditions in play? I know we had a qualifier recently, and 69 was the score. But do you have a gut feeling what we might see?
Jeez, that is a tough question. And, you know, the one reason it is remains tough is Mother Nature plays a big hand in scores, and you get different conditions and provides a different element of the test. So either way, you know, whether it's under par or over par, we just know players are going to love the golf course. We're going to set it up tough but fair, and they're going to have a good challenge in front of them.
When you think about the USGA, sometimes you think about the rough. What type of rough is the Warren going to have for the U.S. Senior Open?
It sets up, again, to be right in front of you, and we would expect nice, thick rough, and could be 3-plus inches out here. Again, accuracy off the tee is important, and accuracy into the greens is important. So when those are important elements, rough is a challenge to it.
And, Robbie, with these greens being small in a lot of cases, does that affect the way that you can speed up these greens?
Well, I think so. I mean, at some point, greens become too fast and you lose hole locations. So if we stick around the 11.5 stint meter reading, which I know is it gets to be a little challenging just with different slopes, and now you can stimp greens. But, you know, if they're the right speed, it gets all the hole locations into effect. And even with small greens, you can bring in good hole locations and, you know, add to the challenge.
Finally, when you think about the depth of the players that are going to be coming to this tournament, and the quality of play, what should fans in this area expect?
Oh, we know the players are going to love it. We've heard from a few already that have come through, and they are representative of, you know, all the good golfers. And, you know, again, one of the great things about the Senior Opens, you'll see, you know, all the great names in golf. Tom Watson, Hale Irwin, Davis Love just played in his first Senior Open this year, and he was excited to, you know, take on the challenge. They're going to love the golf course. And when the word spreads, you'll hear a lot of exciting comments about it.
Welcome to South Bend. Great to have you here.
Awesome to be here. Thanks. We look forward to next June.
Again, that is Robbie Zalesnik, U.S. Senior Open Tournament Director. We'll wrap up the golf show next on WSBT. The golf show brought to you by Lechleitner Door, Blackthorn Golf Club's Blackthorn Card, Kurt Outdoor Living, Zolman's Tire and Auto Care, and of course Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame, side of the 2019 U.S. Senior Open. John Foster, quick phone number and website for Warren?
Sure, it's 574-631-GOLF, and then warrengolfcourse.com.
John, thanks for doing this morning.
Thank you, Darren.
Greatly appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Great week at the Warren with the launch of the U.S. Senior Open. That's going to wrap up the golf show for this week. Thanks to Matt Embry for producing. For John Foster, I'm Darren Pritchett. Top of the hour, WSBT South Bend.